Go! Go! Dallas Cowboys!
And welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little lanyette for you too. And today we celebrate the Dallas Cowboys' silver anniversary.
How about them Cowboys?
The National Football League is not at a loss for interesting stories this week. The two Super Bowl contestants for next weekend in Florida will be Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and, going for their second straight Super Bowl win, the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. In Houston, the team just named a new head football coach on Wednesday, and the team's all-pro quarterback Deshaun Watson announced less than 24 hours later that he wants out of Houston. He wants to be traded. Hey, we called that one right here. Deshaun Watson's most likely destination? The New York Jets or Washington? In Green Bay, the Packers quarterback and likely MVP this season, Aaron Rodgers, is not happy, and he may be playing elsewhere next year too. New Orleans might want to talk to both Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers, as the Saints' 42-year-old perennial All-Pro quarterback, Drew Brees, is expected to announce his retirement very soon. And then in Detroit, longtime starting quarterback Matthew Stafford came to an agreement this week that the team is going to ship him somewhere else next year. Indianapolis is rumored to be the front-runner in that story. Have you noticed that the team formerly known as America's Team has not been mentioned at all? The Dallas Cowboys have been fading fast from both the headlines and from the Super Bowl, too. The Dallas Cowboys have not appeared in the NFL season finale since Super Bowl number 30 back on this date, January 28, 1996. For those of you who might like to try using math, using the Super Bowl Roman numerals, it's been LV minus MMM, or a total of XXV, or 25 years, since Dallas last appeared. Next weekend will mark the silver anniversary for the NFL's season finale being played without America's Team in the festivities. Now think about that. For those of us who have been around for every one of the 60 seasons of the Dallas Cowboys, the lack of talk about America's Team is really kind of strange. For the first 30 Super Bowls, Dallas won an incredible 5 times and played in the game 8 times, or 26.7% of the games. For the first 30 Super Bowls in the NFL, you had a 50% chance that the season finale would either feature Dallas, San Francisco, which had 5 wins during that period, or the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had 4 wins at that point. Since Dallas last appeared in Super Bowl 30, played in late January 1996, Pittsburgh has at least returned to the big stage twice, winning both times, and San Francisco's been back twice, losing both times. Dallas Cowboy fans are drooling for their chance to return to the NFL's championship game for the first time in over a generation. But there's much work to be done in Big D before that's going to happen. Dallas failed to qualify for the playoffs again this season, as the team finished 6-10. At one point, Dallas was 3-9, and oddsmakers suggested that the team was likely destined to miss the postseason. The team surprisingly rallied down the stretch to win 3 of its last 4 games and give their legions of diehard fans a brief fantasy of sneaking into the NFL playoffs via the weak NFC East division. Unfortunately, Dallas lost its season finale to come up 1 game short of Washington, who finished at 7-9 to win the NFC East. Since the Cowboys did not qualify for the playoffs, this late-season surge pushed the 2021 first-round draft pick all the way down to number 10 overall in the selection process. Now, if Dallas had simply packed it in, as many fans suggested, and lost all 4 of their final games to conclude the season, Dallas would now be choosing in the number 3 spot in the first round of the upcoming 2021 NFL draft. And that pick would have given the Cowboys a chance to select one of several exceptional college quarterbacks available early in this year's draft. So instead, with the number 10 draft selection, the most talented quarterbacks available this year will likely have been taken by other teams with the earlier picks. You see, Dallas is likely to need a new quarterback unless they want to pay their injured quarterback, Dak Prescott, the nearly $40 million annually his agent is demanding. Dak Prescott, who played high school football in the northwest Louisiana town of Houghton, has been a very solid but not very spectacular NFL quarterback during his 5 seasons in the league. His broken ankle suffered early in the 2020 season makes him an even bigger question mark going forward. Dallas may find itself better off letting Prescott and his greedy agent hit the road and apply the money to address the team's other needs. Dallas's banged up, no-name defense ranked number 23 out of the NFL's 32 teams last year. In all six of Dallas's wins, the team scored 30 points or more. Dallas's defense must be able to do a better job to give the team a better chance to win in those non-shootout type games. The good news for Dallas Cowboy fans is that the team plays in the putrid NFC Eastern Division. Though Philadelphia actually won their first Super Bowl championship just 3 years ago, and that seems like an eternity, doesn't it? All four of the teams in the NFC East have a lot of work to do based on this season's results. For Dallas Cowboys fans, the team's Ring of Honor is holding steady with 19 former players inducted over the team's 60-year history. If you want to know how lean the last 25 years have been in Dallas, there has not been a single player admitted to the team's Ring of Honor since safety Darren Woodson, who played from 1992 to 2004. Woodson, who was honored back in 2015, played on the last Dallas Cowboys team to participate in a Super Bowl back in January 1996. There are no players in the team's Ring of Honor who didn't play during the golden years for the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas fans seem to be split as to whether the longtime fan-favorite quarterback Tony Romo should be included in the Ring of Honor. Yes, the past 25 seasons in Dallas have featured a lot of mediocre teams with mediocre talent and less than sterling coaching. Most Dallas fans lay that blame squarely at the feet of owner Jerry Jones. Though there's no doubt that Jerry Jones wants a winner in Dallas, the results tell a different story. Perhaps the Dallas Cowboys might want to take a suggestion from old Swamp Swami here. In researching this story, I confirmed that the Dallas Cowboys use a very cheesy song called The Cowboys Stampede March as the team's fight song from 1961 through the middle 1990s. If January 28, 1996, the middle 90s, marked the last time that the Dallas Cowboys appeared in a Super Bowl, perhaps it's time that owner Jerry Jones dust off the team's lucky tune and start playing it again in the stadium once again this fall. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you have nothing to lose. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time. Dallas Cowboys.